Welcome to the Utica Phoenix Deep Dive. Today, we're going deep on a story that's causing a lot of buzz. Elon Musk, his Department of Government Efficiency, you know, DOGE, and their access to the U.S. Treasury's payment systems. Yeah, you heard that right. Elon Musk and the Treasury. We're going to break it all down. Yep. What is DOGE? How did they get this access? And what could it mean for things like, you know, Social Security and, well, the future of American democracy.
Yeah, it really is this fascinating intersection, you know, of technology, politics, and well, a whole lot of your money. Our mission today is to really explore these potential consequences of DOGE's access, especially the impact on essential programs like Social Security. And we really want to help you understand what this situation means for the balance of power in our government.
Okay, so let's unpack this a little. For those who maybe haven't been glued to every tweet, what exactly is DOGE and why are people so concerned about it?
Well, DOGE was created during the Trump administration. It's a task force headed by Elon Musk with this mandate to streamline government spending and cut regulations. I mean, on the surface, efficiency sounds great, right? But the concerns are really stemming from how DOGE is going about it. Some sources are suggesting that they're sidelining career officials at various agencies, and that's led to accusations of a lack of transparency and a real potential for misuse of power.
So it's not just about saving money. It's about who gets to decide where those cuts happen.
Exactly. And that leads us right to the heart of the issue here. DOGE's access to the Treasury's payment system. We're talking the Bureau of the Fiscal Service, the agency that's actually responsible for trillions of dollars in payments every year, everything from Social Security and Medicare to federal salaries and tax refunds, all flows through this system.
That sounds like a system where even a small glitch could cause a massive headache.
Oh, for sure. Imagine if Social Security checks were delayed or rerouted. I mean, that's the level of concern we're talking about here. According to reports, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent granted DOGE access to this system, and it immediately triggered criticism from Democratic lawmakers and advocacy groups. You know, their argument is that Musk, an unelected private citizen, shouldn't have this level of control over the government's purse strings. There's even a lawsuit in progress that's aiming to block DOGE's access.
Hold on now. Didn't the Treasury Department say that everything was fine, something about read-only access and that there was no impact on Social Security?
They did. The Treasury insists that Social Security and Medicare haven't been affected and that DOGE only has this read-only access, meaning they can see the data, but they shouldn't be able to change anything. However, that assurance is directly contradicted by Musk's own public statements. He's tweeted about DOGE shutting down payments to certain organizations. He even mentioned a Lutheran charity as an example.
Yeah.
So you have these conflicting narratives, this lack of transparency, and a very real possibility of disruption to some very critical government functions.
Okay, so let me get this straight. We have a situation where an unelected official who also happens to run companies with government contracts has access to the system that handles trillions of dollars in payments that millions of people rely on. And it seems like nobody's on the same page about what's actually happening.
It's a mess. It raises some really fundamental questions about democratic principles, you know, transparency, accountability, checks and balances. How do we ensure that these safeguards are in place when you have this kind of concentrated power?
And this isn't just theoretical either. We have a report that the acting deputy secretary of the Treasury, David Liberick, resigned amidst pressure to grant DOGE this access. But that speaks volumes about the internal pushback against DOGE's involvement.
Absolutely. You take that resignation and you couple it with the lawsuit that was filed by labor unions and advocacy groups. And it paints a picture of serious concern about potential conflicts of interest and the concentration of power in the hands of an unelected individual.
So where does this leave us? What does this all mean for us, the everyday citizens who rely on these government systems?
This situation goes way beyond just payments. It's about who has the power to make decisions that affect all our lives and how we ensure that power is used responsibly. This is where citizen action really, really matters. Mm-hmm. Contact your elected representatives. Let them know you're paying attention and that you expect transparency and accountability in how DOGE operates.
So it's about reminding those in power that they are accountable to the people.
Exactly. And, you know, speaking of which, let's dig a little deeper into this Bureau of the Fiscal Service. It sounds pretty important, but what does it actually do?
Yeah, let's break it down. Most people probably haven't even heard of this bureau before. What makes it so crucial to the functioning of our government?
Okay, think of it this way. You file your taxes, and then a few weeks later, boom, your refund hits your bank account. That's the Bureau of the Fiscal Service at work. It's like the central hub for trillions of dollars in federal payments every single year. Social Security, Medicare, federal salaries, tax refunds, grants, contracts, it all flows through this system.
So if something goes wrong with this system, the impact could be huge.
Huge, exactly. And that's why DOGE's access is so concerning. Even with read-only access, like, the Treasury claims the potential for misuse or even just unintentional disruption is enormous. Like, imagine a delay in Social Security checks for millions of Americans.
That's not just an inconvenience, it's people's livelihoods.
Exactly. It really underscores the importance of those democratic principles. We keep coming back to transparency, accountability, checks and balances. These aren't just abstract ideals. They're safeguards that are designed to protect our interests and make sure power isn't misused.
So this whole situation with DOGE, it's like a stress test for our democracy.
Yeah.
It's forcing us to ask some really hard questions about how power works, who gets to make decisions, and how we hold them accountable.
You hit the nail on the head. And how we respond to this is really going to shape the future of our democracy. It determines what kind of society we choose to live in. Now, let's talk about Elon Musk himself. He's a brilliant innovator, a successful entrepreneur, but now this really controversial figure in the middle of this political storm.
Mm.
What are your thoughts on his role in all of this?
Yeah, he's this larger-than-life personality. Mm-hmm. He pushes boundaries. I mean, he's achieved amazing things with Tesla and SpaceX, but then there are also these concerns about his, let's say, unconventional approach and potential conflicts of interest.
Yeah, he's definitely a complex and polarizing figure. On the one hand, he's this visionary who challenges the status quo, and he's achieved some really remarkable things in areas like space exploration, electric vehicles, sustainable energy. But on the other hand, his involvement with DOGE is raising these red flags. I mean, we're talking about someone with immense wealth and influence who's now been granted access to this system that controls trillions of dollars.
I mean, some would say it's a recipe for disaster. Even if his intentions are good, which we can't know for sure, the potential for things to go wrong seems pretty high.
And that's exactly the point. It raises these fundamental questions about the role of unelected individuals in our government. Should someone like Elon Musk, with no prior experience in public service, be given this level of power and influence? Does this set a dangerous precedent?
Yeah, it definitely makes you think about what safeguards are in place and if they're strong enough to prevent potential abuse.
Exactly. This situation really underscores the need for constant vigilance when it comes to our democratic principles. We can't afford to be complacent. We need to be informed, engaged, and we need to hold our leaders accountable. This isn't just about politics. This is about our lives, our livelihoods, and the future of our country. We all have a stake in this, and we all have a role to play in ensuring that our government works for us, not against us.
So let's shift gears for a second and talk about those principles.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to live in a democracy?
Mm-hmm.
What are our rights and responsibilities as citizens? And how do we make sure our government reflects our values and serves our interests?
At its core, democracy is about the rule of the people. It's about having a voice in how we are governed and ensuring that our government is accountable to us, the citizens. It's about protecting individual rights and freedoms, ensuring equality under the law, and promoting the common good.
And those principles are laid out in our Constitution, which creates this system of checks and balances to prevent any one branch of government from becoming too powerful.
Mm.
It also guarantees these fundamental rights like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, the right to peacefully assemble.
Precisely. And those rights are the bedrock of a healthy democracy. They allow us to hold our leaders accountable, challenge injustices, and shape the future of our society.
But with those rights come responsibilities.
Hmm.
We as citizens have a duty to stay informed, participate in the political process, and hold our leaders accountable. We can't just sit back and watch. We need to be active participants in shaping our democracy.
That's a really critical point. Democracy isn't a spectator sport. It requires active participation from all of us. That means voting in elections, contacting our representatives, speaking out against injustice, and holding those in power accountable for their actions.
It also means being willing to listen to different perspectives, engage in respectful dialogue, and, you know, try to find common ground. Democracy can be messy and challenging at times, but it's still the best system we have for ensuring a just and equitable society.
Well said. And remember, democracy is a journey, not a destination. It's an ongoing process of striving for a more perfect union, a society that reflects our highest ideals of freedom, equality, and justice. And that journey requires constant vigilance participation and a willingness to challenge the status quo.
I think that's a powerful message for all of us to take away from this deep dive. Democracy is a work in progress, and it's up to each of us to protect it, nurture it, and make it work for everyone. But before we wrap up, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier, the potential conflicts of interest surrounding Elon Musk's involvement in DOGE. Can you elaborate on that a bit more?
Sure. Musk's various business ventures, especially SpaceX and Tesla, have extensive dealings with the government. SpaceX, for example, relies heavily on government contracts from NASA. And the Department of Defense, Tesla benefits from government subsidies and tax breaks for electric vehicles. So there's a clear concern that Musk's role in DOGE could create a situation where he's using his government position to benefit his own companies.
So it's not just a theoretical concern. There's a real possibility that decisions made by DOGE with Musk at the helm could directly impact his own businesses, potentially giving them an unfair advantage.
That's right. And that's why transparency is so crucial in this situation. The public has a right to know about any potential conflicts of interest so they can judge for themselves whether those conflicts are influencing government decisions.
Which brings us back to that need for accountability we've been talking about. How do we make sure those in power are acting in the best interests of the people, not just their own interests?
Well, for starters, Congress has a crucial role to play here. They need to exercise their oversight authority, investigate DOGE's access to the payment system, clarify their intentions, and put in place safeguards to prevent misuse.
So we need our elected officials to step up and ask the tough questions. We can't just rely on Elon Musk to regulate himself.
You're absolutely right. And that's where the power of the press and public opinion comes in. We need to keep shining a light on this issue, demanding answers from our leaders, and holding them accountable for their actions.
So in addition to staying informed and contacting our representatives, we need to keep this issue in the public eye. The more attention it receives, the harder it will be for anyone to operate in the shadows.
Exactly. And remember, this is about more than just DOGE or the Bureau of the Fiscal Service. It's about the fundamental principles that underpin our democracy and the kind of society we want to live in.
It's about ensuring that power is used responsibly and that our government is truly accountable to the people.
Well said. And that brings us to our call to action for listeners. We've talked about staying informed and contacting your representatives, but there's another important step you can take. Consider supporting organizations dedicated to government transparency and accountability. There are many groups doing incredible work to ensure that our government functions in a way that serves the public interest. By supporting them, you can help amplify their voices and contribute to a more transparent and accountable government.
That's a great point. These organizations often have the expertise and resources to dig deep into complex issues like this and hold those in power accountable. Supporting their work is a concrete way to make a difference.
Absolutely. Remember, democracy is a team effort. It requires all of us to be active and engaged.
So listeners, we've covered a lot of ground today, from the intricacies of the Bureau of the Fiscal Service to the broader implications for American democracy. What stands out to you? What questions do you still have? And most importantly, what are you going to do to make a difference?
We encourage you to continue this conversation, delve deeper into these issues, and use your voice to advocate for a more transparent, accountable, and equitable society. The future of our democracy depends on it.
Yeah, it's a real wake-up call.
Yeah.
This whole situation with DOGE and the Bureau of Fiscal Service, it's exposed some vulnerabilities in our system. It really highlights the need for stricter ethics rules, stronger oversight, and way more transparency. I mean, we need to make sure that someone can't just use their government position to line their own pockets.
Absolutely. We have laws to prevent that kind of self-dealing, but they only work if they're enforced. And enforcement requires vigilance from Congress, the press, and us, the public. We need to be the watchdogs.
So it's not enough to just vote every few years. We need to be actively engaged with what our government's doing all the time.
Exactly. This situation really underscores the importance of an informed and engaged citizenry. We can't afford to be passive or take our democracy for granted. Every single one of us has a role to play in ensuring that our government is truly accountable to the people.
Okay, so let's do a quick recap. What are the key takeaways from our deep dive today? What should listeners be thinking about, you know, as they go about their day, and what actions can they actually take?
Well, first, remember that knowledge is power. The more you understand about how our government works, about the potential risks and opportunities, the better equipped you'll be to make your voice heard and hold those in power accountable.
So do your research, stay informed, and don't be afraid to ask those tough questions.
Exactly. Second, engage with this information. Talk to your friends and family, share your concerns on social media. Don't let this issue fade into the background.
Get the pressure on.
And finally, the most important step, contact your elected representatives. Tell them you're paying attention to what's happening with DOGE and the Bureau of the Fiscal Service. Demand transparency and accountability. Remember, They work for you.
It's about making sure our government truly represents the people. It's about being active citizens, not passive bystanders.
Well said. And if you want to explore this topic further or any other fascinating issues we've covered, be sure to head over to the Utica Phoenix YouTube channel.
We've got deep dives on everything from politics and current events to science, history, and culture. There's something for everyone.
We're adding new videos all the time, so subscribe and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Utica Phoenix Deep Dive.